My name is Tim Buss, and welcome to this AAT podcast on the option to tax. The option to tax was introduced in 1989 and is a facility whereby landlords and property owners can change what would otherwise be exempt transactions into taxable transactions by electing to waive the exemption and option to tax either the sale proceeds of a property sale or the rents. The first thing to note is that the option to tax cannot apply to residential property. It only applies to commercial property. Similarly, an option to tax cannot apply to a charity building, a building used by a charity for a non-business purpose. It works on a property-by-property basis. Each property is a single property for VAT purposes, and the option to tax can apply to one property without the option affecting the adjoining property. Also, it is peculiar to the person with the interest in the building. Anybody with an interest in a building can elect to waive exemption or opt to tax the rents. The question is, why would anybody want to opt to tax and charge VAT on property sales or rents from commercial properties? The answer is twofold. One is that opting to tax and making a supply taxable means that any VAT on related costs is recoverable, as opposed to if the property rents are exempt, then VAT cannot be recovered on related costs. So if a landlord undertakes a major refurbishment and incurs substantial VAT on costs, he or she may want to opt to tax in order to recover the VAT that they've incurred. The other reason is if they're charged VAT on the purchase of the property. The previous owner may have opted to tax and would therefore have to charge VAT. In order to recover that VAT, the new owner would opt to tax, thereby giving him or her the right to recover the VAT. And also, if the property is taken over as a transfer of a going concern, that is, say, a fully let property, which is sold to a new owner, then if the property is opted and the new owner opts from a date of completion, then the property transaction is treated as a transfer of a going concern, which means that no VAT is chargeable, which has a beneficial effect on cash flow. As I've already said, the option to tax is on a building-by-building basis. There is a definition in the VAT legislation of a single building, which is broadly a building to which there is no internal access to another building. If buildings are linked internally or by a covered walkway, then a person cannot opt to tax one building without it immediately affecting the other building. Whereas if the buildings are totally separate, then, as I've said, the option to tax can apply on a building-by-building basis. So a portfolio of properties, say 10 properties, 9 could be opted and 1 could be non-opted, and thereby the rents for the one property will be treated as exempt as opposed to taxable. An option can be exercised on a discrete area of land, unless the land can be marked, say, by a map reference. Then the option applies to the land and all the adjoining land in the ownership of the person who is opting. But if the land can be earmarked by a map reference, then the option can be exercised on that precise area of land. An application to opt a property has to be made to HM Revenue and Customs, known as HMRC, either by letter or, if it's more convenient, by using the designated form VAT 1614A. The option notification must be made to customs within 30 days of the option to tax being exercised. So there is a two-stage process. The first stage is that the person decides they want to opt to tax the property rents or the property sale, and the second stage is to notify that decision to HMRC. If the decision is not notified to HMRC within 30 days of that decision being taken, then the property is not opted, with the consequence that property rents or sale would be exempt and thereby there will be a loss of input tax. All options to tax should be submitted to the Glasgow office. The address of the Glasgow office is on the option to tax notification form, and the Glasgow office deals with all the option to tax notifications for the UK. If a person wishing to opt has made previous exempt supplies in the property, then the person needs permission from HMRC in order to opt to tax. If permission is not obtained or applied for, then the option is invalid. The permission regime is very bureaucratic. HMRC require a lot of information, such as the nature of previous supplies, the nature of previous costs, estimate of the VAT which will be incurred in the future, and the precise reasons for incurring the VAT. The reason for the permission regime is that before the regime was introduced, it was impossible to claim any VAT before an option to tax was notified to HMRC, or before the effective date of the option to tax. With a permission regime, HMRC has the power to grant a person opting to tax permission not only to opt to tax, but to recover a proportion of the VAT incurred prior to the effective date of the option. For instance, if, say, 5 years ago, the person owning the property had put a new roof on the property, the person wouldn't have been able to claim the input tax as the rents were exempt from VAT. After opting to tax, the rents become taxable, which allows input tax to be recovered. The roof has a life before and after the option to tax. So in my example of, say, the roof being constructed 5 years ago, customs would allow half the input tax to be recovered. This is because they normally work on a 10-year basis. An option to tax can be disapplied, that is, has no effect, in certain circumstances. The first is if the property is to be used for residential purposes. It is impossible to opt to tax on residential property, but if, say, the property is converted from commercial to residential, then if the property is sold or let, the rents cannot bear VAT as the property is now used for residential purposes. Second reason is if the property will be used by a charity for a non-business purpose. That is, not a charity for business purposes, but a charity for a non-business purpose, such as the collection of donations. The third disapplication area is very problematic and has caused numerous questions and problems. It was introduced as an anti-avoidance measure, and broadly, an option to tax is disapplied if there is a connection between the landlord, the person funding the landlord, the property owner, or the person funding the property owner, and the person occupying the property, and also that the person occupying the property is occupying the property for exempt purposes rather than taxable purposes. So, for example, a bank makes broadly exempt supplies. So if there is a connection between the landlord of the bank's premises and the bank, then the landlord cannot opt to tax. The rents will be exempt. Therefore, VAT on costs will be irrecoverable. As I've said, this was an anti-avoidance measure introduced in the mid-90s to combat what customers perceived as tax avoidance. Particularly the large banks and insurance companies, who through the use of special purpose vehicles were obtaining full VAT recovery on the construction of properties which were later being used to make exempt rather than taxable supplies. Once made, an option to tax applies to all income from the property, including final disposal. The option to tax cannot be revoked or dispensed with for at least 20 years, with the exception of the first 3 months after an option. This period of 3 months is given if the opter, for example, has made an error or made a mistake and realised very quickly they didn't want the property to be opted. Once the three-month window opportunity has passed, then the option cannot be revoked for 20 years. So as the option to tax came in 1989, the first revocations are due in August 2009. This has caused HMRC to introduce laws which limit the revocation procedure to ensure that people do not use the revocation procedure for avoidance purposes. Where a person has no longer got an interest in the property, then revocation will be automatically applied. It will also be applied in certain circumstances, such as where there is no outstanding input tax issues. Where there are outstanding input tax issues, for example, if the property was refurbished in the last 2 or 3 years, then it's likely that customs will refuse a revocation request. As until now, it has been impossible to revoke an option, it is difficult to see how the revocation regime will operate in practice. As I've said, HMRC have introduced stringent conditions which have to be applied with in order to revoke an option. There are advantages and disadvantages to opting to tax. The main advantage, of course, is the ability to recover VAT on costs. One of the main disadvantages is that for 20 years, a person has to account for VAT on rents and the sale of property. So, without a crystal ball, it is impossible to determine whether or not the property will be occupied for the next 20 years by taxable businesses as opposed to exempt businesses. The point being that exempt businesses who cannot recover VAT on rents or costs, etc., will not be keen to move into an opted property, so therefore the market will be restricted. Another disadvantage could be the registration procedures. As I've said, a property is particular to the person making the option. And in order to make the option effective, the person concerned has to be registered for VAT. If all the person does is own the property or properties, then this is not so much of a problem. But if the person concerned has other activities, those other activities will automatically fall into the VAT net. An example of this could be an accountant with income of around £50,000 a year. He or she would not have to register for VAT. They're mainly working for private clients, so don't want to register for VAT, as VAT would increase the cost to their clients. If the accountant buys a property, he or she will automatically have to register for VAT to affect the option to tax. This will bring the accountancy fees into the VAT registration. Therefore, that person would be advised to buy the property in a special purpose vehicle, i.e. a company, so that the accountancy income is unaffected by VAT. A person has to charge VAT from the effective date of the option to tax. This can cause a problem where previous rents have been exempt from VAT and rent is outstanding at the time the option is made. Although the original rent demands would not have contained VAT, as the rent would have been exempt, if the rent is received after the effective date of the option, then VAT has to be accounted for, notwithstanding that the original rent demand was exempt. This means that people opting to tax need to make sure that there is no outstanding rent at the effective date of the option. Of course, the option to tax will be perceived differently by tenants, but tenants do not have any say in the matter, although it is always politic or prudent to consult them before opting to tax a property. A taxable tenant will be more or less happy for an option to tax to be made. In fact, the taxable tenant will be better off. An example would be service charges, where an option to tax has not been made, the service charge is exempt from VAT, which means the landlord cannot recover VAT on third-party costs, so passes that VAT across in the service charge as hidden VAT. Whereas once an option has been made, the service charges become taxable, which means the landlord can recover VAT on third-party costs, passes that VAT as a positive VAT charge to the tenant, and the tenant can recover the VAT. In other words, there is no hidden VAT. Of course, for obvious reasons, i.e. the increasing costs, an exempt tenant will not be happy if the landlord subsequently opts to tax the property. Finally, there is a position with stamp duty land tax. This is one of the few occasions where there is tax on tax. Stamp duty land tax is charged on the VAT element of a transaction, which means where a property has been opted and VAT is charged, the stamp duty land tax will automatically be higher. This can create increased cost for the tenant or purchaser, and it means it is not worth the vendor opting unless the VAT on costs that the vendor is going to incur is considerable. For example, if a person opts to tax when selling a property just to recover VAT on professional fees, the VAT involved may well be about £500. However, when they sell the property, stamp duty land tax will be charged on the VAT element, and that stamp duty land tax may be a lot more than £500, depending on the value of the property. Therefore, it would be better to use the VAT as a negotiating tool and say to the purchaser, I will not opt to tax if you pay me my otherwise irrecoverable VAT. I hope this podcast has been useful. Property is a very complex area. Advice should always be sought where necessary. Nothing can be left to chance or taken for granted. Changes are made to property agreements right up to the date of completion, so therefore the person advising should always be aware of the changing or the potential changing of the VAT position. My name is Tim Buss. Thank you for listening.